Let's have enough of saying how rubbish I am. Now it is time for the big one. Mr. C is going to cook. I know everyone has been looking forward to this.
I do wonder if possibly I may have set the expectations a little bit too high.
Yeah.
After the success of my last cupcake.
People might think
I can cook.
You might actually manage it.
Right. Do you want to detail what's happened thus far, where we're at, and what we're going to do
with the cooking? Mm. Okay. So, Andy and Little Purple Goth came up with the recipe, and I believe that just now LPG said that Andy was actually the one who cooked it.
Right. He's done his trial run.
Yes. And LPG has recorded the instructions for us.
Okay.
And they sent us the recipe, so we bought the ingredients. Now, actually, we should say, I took you to the supermarket with me
yesterday,
and I don't remember the last time you were in a supermarket.
Long, long time ago.
And we went round the aisles and got what we needed to get, and I explained to you what we were getting. So, tell me what ingredients we got.
What?
You were there.
What? Remember?
Yeah.
Remember what we bought?
It was only yesterday. And you took a picture of them today.
Well, I did, but I only arranged them. I didn't. Right. So I went shopping and I bought.
I went to the supermarket and I bought.
Oh, you swine. Hold on. I was expecting to cook, not shop. Right. Okay. So we went to an aisle and we bought some,
you have no idea.
We bought a bag of flour.
Yes, we did.
And some of those paper things.
Yep.
And then we went, then we left that aisle and went to the next aisle and bought something else. Didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We went in two aisles. I can't remember. That is funny. There was like a box of, I don't know. It was like a round thing and a square thing and a tall thing and a yellow thing. There you go.
Wonderful. That is a great start.
Shall I tell them that you forgot to set your list and had to look it up on your Google phone and get it from your email?
Yeah, but that doesn't sound as stupid as you.
It doesn't. How annoying. Right. So now that we've done the silly shopping business.
Yeah.
I did notice. I just went to wash my hands because that's the done thing. And I noticed that the oven is on.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Because we're going to put something in it later.
Okay. But it's empty, right?
At the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just on.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to start. I'm going to play this little intro.
Hello from the town of Concrete Cows. And in honour of that, for this recipe you need one very particular ingredient. So particular that it is the sponsor, mascot, call it what you will, of the local team. Can you guess what it is yet?
We didn't buy any.
That's right. You'll need a can of Red Bull.
We didn't get any of that.
We already had some Red Bull. Can I just say I love the little muse. I'm assuming that's a baby. A little meow.
Yes. LPG, right, okay. Red Bull?
Oh, I'm going to get this. Hang on. I better bring the ingredients over.
What are we cooking?
One can of unnamed energy drink, except we just named it.
Yes, okay. So there's no point putting tape on it today, then.
I better get the rest of the ingredients over.
I feel a bit of perspiration coming on here.
You know what part of the problem is?
I can't cook.
Sorry, when we did this last year, we didn't have a wall between us.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there is a wall. There's something to come between us. Right. Do I need to move then? So you're not going to be able to see me, are you? That's what I'm going to have to do.
Well, I'm not sure how it's going to work. It may be that I just have to give you the bowl. You mix it up and I'll show you then how well you do.
Okay, I'll make bowly noisy sounds. So what am I doing? So far, Have you given me a bowl? She said can of Red Bull. Where's my Red Bull?
Right, hang on. Okay. So, what in a minute. Right, one can of Red Bull.
Do I open it?
Open the can. Oh, hang on, actually, let me.
First, open your can of Red Bull.
I've done that.
And measure out a half a cup.
What?
Put this to the back of the worktop.
Slow down.
I actually ran out of cups, so I'll need to give you one in a second, if that's all right.
Well, you're complicating matters, but okay. Yep.
This is very important. Next, you need to measure a half a cup of self-raising flour.
I've done the measuring for you.
2 tablespoons of corn flour.
Can you hold them up?
2 tablespoons of cocoa powder.
Wait.
3.
Cocoa powder I didn't measure for you. That's the corn flour.
It's going a bit quick. So hold on a second. I've got a cup of
self-raising flour.
It's got a little post-it on it.
I know. Corn flour.
Looks now, exactly the same.
I didn't measure out the cocoa powder because I thought you might be able to manage that.
Okay.
So here is our cocoa powder. There you go. And how much do we need?
Oh, I remember buying this, right.
I don't have tablespoons, so you have to use sort of a heaped dessert spoon.
What?
You understand the concept of a heap.
I know what a heap is.
Yes. As in not level.
So is this spoon bigger or smaller than the spoon I should have?
A little bit smaller.
So you want more on it? Oh, it smells nice.
It smells like cocoa. Oh, it's going to be a long day.
Wow, that's like heaven in a can. Okay. What am I doing?
What you need to do...
Yeah.
Probably just hold on to that for now, actually.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I've got my hands full now, though. I've got cocoa powder in one hand and a spoon in the other.
You can put things on the desk.
But I was doing something with a heap spoonful of something. Where am I putting it? That's my question.
Have you got a heaped spoonful then?
No.
Okay.
What do I do with the heaped spoonful when I've got a heaped spoonful?
Okay, well, I don't want to skip ahead, but okay. You can put it in the bowl if you want to.
So I dig out of this pot one heaped teaspoon, one tablespoon of... What's heaped? Do you reckon that's heaped? That's like a mountain.
That is quite a lot. A
bit less? Hold on. I'm not very good at this.
You don't say.
Right, that one?
Yeah, that'll do.
And I drop that in the
just
bowl.
Put that in there.
Mmm, right.
And another one.
Ah, oh. You didn't say there was two, did you?
Yes, well, no, I didn't.
Right. Yeah?
Lovely LPG did.
Right.
Okay, so now you can put that away.
Is that LLPG?
LPG and LLPG.
Right. So I'm putting the lid back on the cocoa powder?
Yeah, we're done with the cocoa powder now. I know that upsets you because you like it so much.
Well, I've got that in two pots of white stuff. Anyway, go on.
Right, okay.
3/4 teaspoon of baking powder.
Whoa.
Hang on.
1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda.
Okay, now we have baking powder and bicarbonate of soda, which are both in very similar pots. So I'm going to pass.
What am I doing with the spoon?
Just put it down.
Just on the table?
Yeah.
Might get dirty.
Okay, well.
In the bowl?
No.
No.
Well, you can put it in the bowl if you want, because you're going to use that for mixing.
Right, okay, it's in the bowl.
Here are two pots for you.
Can you show those to the camera?
No. Baking powder, and the other one is in a very similar
thing. So one's pink and one's blue. Pink.
I would say, yes.
You can tell me it's orange.
No.
Right, now what do I do?
You want a teaspoon. You understand that that's different to the other spoon you've got.
It's smaller.
It is. Now you want 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder.
Hold on a second. Is that heaped?
No, that's just normal.
Right, so like maybe the amount of sugar you'd put in a cup of tea.
If you have 3/4 teaspoon of sugar in your tea.
No, oh no, not really. Right, so hold on a second. So I've got the pink one. I want 1/3 teaspoon of that.
Baking powder.
That's bicarbonate soda.
Well, then the other one.
The blue one. So I open the blue one. You're going too quick.
I'm not.
How'd you open it?
It lifts off with a little bit of force. I think you might have got it.
Got it. Right. I sniffed it.
Did you breathe some in?
Yeah. Right.
I actually can't cope.
Right, so I've got... Okay, I'm keeping that at arm's length, that one.
That's
right.
Not quite as much fun as the cocoa powder, then.
So, what would you call that 3/4 teaspoonful of... cack?
No, I would call it 3/4 teaspoonful of baking powder. Yeah, that'll do.
One of them?
Yeah.
In there?
Yeah.
Another one?
No.
No.
Just one.
And what about the other one?
1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate. How
complicated is this? Can't you round it up?
It's not my recipe. Don't shout at me.
LPG, can't I just round it up? I deal in whole numbers. Right, so half, so less than I did on the last one.
Yes.
But the same spoon.
Yes.
Half.
I mean, if you were being posh about you might change spoons, but we're never going to use this stuff again. Yeah, that's fine.
You mean I'm never going to make this ever again?
Are you?
Nope. I don't know, I might get a thing for it.
Okay.
Don't sniff the powder. Now you tell me! I sniff everything, why wouldn't I?
You sniff... Weird. Okay.
1/4 cup + 1 tablespoon of granulated sugar.
Sugar.
And 3 tablespoons...
She goes quick.
Okay, lady sugar.
Or 1/6 cup.
What?!
Here. Oil.
I've done the oil as well because
I'm so confused.
I didn't put a paste on that because it's obvious what it is.
It went quite quickly. So I've got a
sugar and oil is what you've got now. Here.
But I didn't do anything with it.
No, I've measured it for you because I know that you're having a hard time dealing with this.
This is like a whole step.
Whew. I'll tell you something. I preferred Postman Pat cupcakes.
Right. Okay, fine.
I'd suggest sunflower oil, not the mineral kind.
Okay.
To make this extra yummy, it's also worth having about 20 grams of a good dark chocolate, roughly chopped.
Now, this...
Can I sniff this one?
You can, yes. This is 100 grams worth of chocolate, and you need 20 grams. So how much do you need?
Oh, maths! one-fifth.
Very good.
So I open this.
Yep.
Oh, this in plastic bags. It smells of plastic. So do I open the plastic bag then?
Well, it's going to be hard to get it out otherwise.
How am I going to get one-fifth out of this just by looking at it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, because it's sort of like added extra chocolate yumminess, it doesn't really matter.
Right, so two-fifths then.
If you like.
Right, so I just pour them into the...
Hang on then, listen. Okay. She'll tell you.
Take all those ingredients, put them all in the same bowl, and mix together thoroughly.
Slow down. I can only do one instruction at a time.
Take all the ingredients, put them in the same bowl.
Right, so one-fifth of my chocolate.
LPG says you can use more chocolate if you want to.
Okay.
Chris said just go for the whole pot of chocolate.
That's five times as
that
much.
Might be too much.
Okay, so I've just put in some chocolate bits, which I predict to be about a fifth.
Okay.
And I'm putting them back in the box.
Okay, now put your flour in.
Hold on, I'm putting the lid on. I've lost the lid, hold on.
Alison said, do I open the plastic bag? Sweet Lord. This is what I have to put up with, honestly.
I once cooked a pizza with the plastic wrapping on it because it didn't say on the box, don't take the plastic wrapping off of it. After that, I went to the pizza parlour every day. Just so you know what you're dealing with.
Please, it does smell nice and chocolate.
Hold on a second. All I've done is put the chocolate bits in. What other bits have to go in the bowl?
Add the flour.
Add.
It's got a post-it note on it. Should say flour.
Self-raising flour?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes.
In with the chocolate and the other bits?
Yes, please.
That's ruined the chocolate.
You just want to eat the chocolate, don't you?
I do, yeah. Okay. So I'll put that over there because I'm done with that.
Yeah. Corn flour. Your nemesis.
I can see with the window open.
Open the window then.
No, that's right. Okay, so all of
it's not like this is a highly professional show, is it?
I did cook plastic. All of the
corn flour
in as well.
Yes,
this is fun.
Oh, did you hear that, people? He said it was fun.
Hold on, I can't get down the bowl. Yep.
Good. You've done the cocoa powder.
That was first.
Yep. Baking powder. You did that too, didn't you? Because that was in a teaspoon. Yeah, we did that.
Right.
Bicarbonate soda, we did that. Add the sugar.
Sugar. Could do some Def Leppard pour some sugar on me jokes here.
Okay, I won't get them.
No, that would be pointless. Okay. So, sugar's dealt with, yep.
And the oil.
But that's a bit messy.
What is?
It's liquid.
It's oil.
Just pour it in there?
Yes.
Just in it, just anyway.
Yes!
I'm going to make a mess of me pile.
Oh, for goodness.
A little sticky.
Now mix it all together with your spoon.
Don't you need a whisk?
No.
I had a whisk last time. I remember it well. Right.
Need a swig of your can.
Huh?
At this point, that's fine.
If
remember,
you need a swig.
You've reserved the quarter cup and put it to the back
I haven't.
You're going to use that in a moment.
Well, yes, now, because you must have a spare cup now.
Well, am I mixing or am I drinking? Because I've got a bowl in one hand and a Red Bull in the other.
No, now you've got a spare cup, why don't we go back to the step we missed, which was measure out half
a cup. I'm guessing I don't put it in the cup with the oil in it.
Well, you see, the thing is, it doesn't really matter because you're going to mix it.
What about the cup that had Myron squashing it for the show?
No.
Not that one. Okay. So another one. Sugar? Sugar one's empty.
That's fine.
So how much do I put in here?
Half a cup.
Half a cup? That's going to... Okay. Oh. Ooh, is that what it looks like?
Oh my god.
Well, you don't normally sit in a can, do you? It's all orange.
It is. It doesn't look very nice. That's why they make the can.
It doesn't look very nice at all. Okay, so I've got my Red Bull in the drink.
Right,
yes.
Now you've got to put that to the back of the worktop. We're going to use that in a minute. Have you mixed it yet?
No. Okay. I put it down. I'm going to have a swig now.
Right,
yes. Let me swig.
And now start mixing.
Mm. I could probably do this if I'm careful.
You need to be able to see.
No, I'm going to... Yeah.
see what people can see.
Yeah. Give me a second. I think people can see that. Can you ask people if they can see that?
Can you see that? I mean, he's just mixing. It's not very exciting.
Oh, I can sit down again. How do I know when it's
done? Need to mix a bit with a bit more strength than that, please.
Hold on, then.
He's just...
I don't know what you mean. Just, like, more aggressively.
Well, what you need to do is mix it up so the oil gets all mixed up with the dry ingredients. What?
Just dry it up.
Yeah, but you need to make sure that it's through all of it.
Okay. My headphones lead in the way. You don't normally have that in the cooking kitchen, probably. I swear there's an electric tool that can do this. Right. So, well, I don't know whether I...
Lukey's laughing at your whisking.
It's not a whisk! Oh,
Sarah pointed out that if we have a fire, because we're on Rockall, we just got to open the window and a wave will come in and put it out. apparently, Catherine, Alex's Catherine, says, put your elbow into it, man.
Put my elbow into it?
No, don't... oh, dear. Don't actually put your elbow into it.
I thought it was like an old trick or something. Well, I would squash it more. The spoon feels very small.
Your spoon feels small.
Compared to a big bowl.
Yeah, we probably should have had a wooden spoon, but we've only got one and I haven't washed it up yet.
Can you tell me if that's right? You're not looking.
Yeah, I did look.
Do you not think it's right? How do I know when it's done?
Well, it looks a bit dry, but then I don't know if the Red Bull is going to...
Make it more wet.
Make it more... wet again.
So should I put more oil in it? It looks like it's like crumbly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. What does I could show it to the
Yeah, could you?
Camera.
Tell me if that's done.
Nope.
You got it?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Didn't feel like it. Oh, I'm back.
Ooh, smells nice. Now, where can you see it?
Like
this?
Higher and closer. I'm gonna change the focus because that focus, hold on. Higher.
Oh, God, it's all going to fall out.
Level it up. Higher. That's a bit close. That's good. There you go. That looks... Yeah. That looks a bit crumbly to me.
No, Little Purple Goth said just follow the recipe, so okay. We will. Wonderful. Right. There you go. Take it back.
Oh.
I'm not taking over for you.
Can I have another swig of Red Bull yet? Place some more stuff.
No, you can't yet. Right.
Is it all mixed nicely?
Yeah.
Right, then take your half cup of Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
The cup, not the can.
Add it to all the other ingredients. That means you put it in the bowl with the ingredients.
She knows me too well.
So that everything is incorporated nicely together.
Right.
Now, take the mixture.
Hold on.
Oh, you need a minute for that.
I'm pouring it, right?
Yeah.
Filling the bowl up with Red Bull.
From the...
Oh, my God.
Now mix it some more.
Well, that explains the dryness. I love how she's learning how inept I am by halfway through the show.
I like
even though it's pre-recorded.
She's just commenting saying, that's right, now get on with it.
This smells... Ooh. Right, so I'm just mixing some more, right?
Yep, you want to mix it, so presumably now it's a lot wetter.
But that's what we're putting it. It looks like beer.
Let's have a look.
Sure there wasn't too much Red Bull in there?
Wow, is it all frothed up?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it is, if what you're making is mud pies. If what you're making is something digestible, I'm not sure that it's correct. So how much do I mix?
Keep mixing until it's all mixed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a lot of mixing. We need some background music.
Okay, well, I can play another filler.
Yeah, can you play another filler while I just mix?
Yes. I imagine we're going to go into our hour, so we will swap.
Swap?
With RG, because his is pre-recorded.
Okay.
Okay, let's play one of these.
F1 FM. Are you the center of attention at every party? Are you number one? Does everything and everyone revolve around what you are going to do next? The new fragrance. Oh, De Alonso. In stores now.
Oops.
I love it. Ah, oh, that's too much fun.
Emily said if you try hard enough, you can get Red Bull into every meal.
How can you do that?
Lukey said he's never put it on his toast.
It's seriously strong.
I can smell it from here.
Does it think it smells all right?
It smells like Red Bull.
It's sort of got no longer dry now.
Ah, that is the plan.
I'm just might want to play a song.
Okay, no, I've got some more stuff. Right, here are some headlines. It's 20 past six. It's perfect time for some...
It's the news, is it?
News, yes. Okay. Following a bizarre time leak from the future, SidePod Radio are amazed and delighted to be able to bring you Formula One news headlines from 2035. Bernie Eccleston announced plans to transplant his head from its current life support machine onto an Android body. He joked, "I'll be 7 feet tall and everyone will have to look up to me for a change." Eccleston also defended the recent first Grand Prix to be held on the moon, dismissing widespread complaints the event was poorly attended and lacked atmosphere. Flavio Briatore refutes complaints of unfair treatment towards second driver Piquet Jr. Jr., despite in qualification the car having a caravan hitched behind it. Briatore explained it was an experimental aerodynamic device and that Piquet Jr. Jr. was always complaining about not getting new development parts first. Toro Rosso driver Sebastian Young has spoken of how difficult his second year in F1 has been, especially with having to fit in his GCSE revision. Team Toyota conceded they were under pressure from their manufacturer bosses to achieve their first win soon if they were to be allowed to continue in Formula One. The team spokesman denied that Toyota was a Japanese word meaning next year, or that Toyota should change their marketing slogan to "The car behind is a Toyota." He also insisted that the team was totally committed to cost-cutting and that the man employed at the team factory to shovel banknotes into the central heating furnace had been told to use a much weaker currency for better value. FIA President Ari Vatanen brushed aside criticism about new rule proposals, explaining, "Anyone that does not understand that I am right all the time is clearly too stupid to live." He also denied News of the World allegations that filling all the FIA key positions with clones of himself was part of his plan for world domination. Many voices in the paddock question if McLaren Mercedes' young driver policy has gone too far after Martin Whitmarsh is seen in a maternity hospital delivery room waving a contract at two expectant parents. The mother and father said they were not the least surprised by this and had already signed with Red Bull. Donington insists that the venue will be ready in time for next year's British Grand Prix and that they are on the verge of announcing full financial backing for the project. Those are the 2035 Formula One news headlines provided by Sebastian from Birmingham and read by SciPodcast's Christine Montagny. He told me to say that. He told me to.
Sebastian Birmingham. I heart Sebastian Birmingham because that was brilliant.
My favourite one is the maternity one.
Yes.
They weren't bothered. They'd already signed with Red Bull.
That's going to be a post of its own. I swear. Oh, yes. That was absolutely fantastic. By Emily, by the way, who's just...
She left us.
Yeah. Ah, fabulous.
So I'll
tell you what, it just occurred to me, there's more than a cupcake's worth of stuff here.
I went back a little bit. Let me just check where we've got to.
Grated nicely together. Now, take the mixture and measure it into your muffin tray.
I have a muffin tray?
You'll get between 6 to 8 of these, depending on whether your muffin tray is one of the large ones or one of the ones that isn't really much more than a cupcake size.
What's the bet that's mine?
No, ours is one of the large ones.
Okay. I'm not pouring this by myself. It's a very big bowl, and I saw those little cupcakey things yesterday, and they're very small.
Let me put those in.
It's supposed to be this running, though. I suppose it is. Feels quite...
Would you like to show it to the camera?
Could we just show it to the camera? Just because, you know, If anything else, I like doing the zooming.
Give me it.
Focusing. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm focusing. Does seem brownie, doesn't it?
Oops.
Like a bit like your icing last time.
Shut up. Okay.
Closer and higher.
Well, are they gonna even gonna be able to see that?
Higher. That's it. And tilt it a bit.
I can't tilt it, it'll pour out.
Okay. Well, that gives people a good idea. There you go. Lovely. Bring it back. There you go. Right. Woohoo! For the record, I made that.
All by yourself, except for everyone's help.
Right.
Here is your muffin tray. Now, I don't know how we're going to do this because people aren't going to be able to see it.
Well, you need to bring it around here.
Yep.
Can I have another swig of Red Bull? Maybe not. I'll save it to the end. Right. I'll clear a bit of space from your muffin tray. Okay. How am I going to get them from there to there? You've got to do this.
You've got a spoon.
Right. Spoon them in there. Well, that's going to take ages. There's lots of them. There's 9 of them.
Well, that's just... You don't have to fill them all up.
Okay.
Just put 9 out just in case.
This is really scary.
Is it?
Well, it might go everywhere. There's lots of electrical equipment around.
Well, why don't you try the one in the middle?
Ooh,
it's not as scary as you thought.
Ah!
Okay, stop.
Oh!
That's enough. Because you've got to give them room to grow a little bit. To expand. Probably stop that. Okay, people. He's pouring. I know you can't see it, but he's actually doing quite well. I've left him unsupervised. It's never a good thing. I'll show you the tray afterwards.
You might need a photograph of the tray because you're not going to hold this up on camera.
Okay.
You're just not.
No.
Maybe we could do a quick stream of it or something. Sure as heck ain't going to
work. It's fine that it doesn't work in 30 minutes. It's because Mr. C is useless.
What have I done wrong? I'm doing really well.
No, you are doing well, but perhaps you're going a little bit slower than we had anticipated. But it's not a problem because the next show is pre-recorded, so we can just shift that with
all the chocolate lumps be at the bottom?
Pizza interlude.
Because what I've got is some cupcakes with no chocolate in and one with all of the chocolate in it.
Or put them in the oven. Just spoon them in a bit. You might find it easy to spoon it over the edge rather than chasing them around the bowl.
Now she tells me.
Common sense.
Meanie. How many did LPG say I'd get out of this?
6.
Got 5. Okay. Does that make my muffins massive?
You're going to have massive muffins.
There you go.
Are you done?
Yep.
Because we've got more instructions.
I'm not done yet then.
No.
Take it.
Hold on.
What have you done?
The spoon sort of jumped. I just need some tissue. Hold on. Oh dear. I've got chocolate on my mouse mat.
Chocolate on your mouse mat is...
It'll go well with the wine. That's going to need a new mouse mat, I think.
Okay.
Carry on.
Cupcake size. Take the tray and bake it at 180 degrees for about 15 minutes. That's about 370 Fahrenheit.
What?
I switched the oven on already. You don't need to know that bit. So I'll take your tray.
Can you just wait till I clean up some of the mess?
Well, no, it'll be easier without the tray there.
Okay.
Because then you'll be able to see the mess.
You can take a picture of it.
Yeah, if you want.
Hold on.
Where's the camera?
I've got my hands full here. Hold on a second.
So where is it?
It's in the bag. Oh, we're going to hang behind me.
See if I can show them. Fill them up a little bit, quite a lot.
A little bit, quite a lot? Is that why you got 5 and you've got 6?
Yeah, I don't know if you can see that.
Are they going to explode? You can't. Tip it a tiny bit more. And higher, 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 higher. There you go. I made them.
Yeah, 5 and a bit.
What happens if they overdo
it? They are going to go up a little bit. It's going to be fine.
Hold on.
That's never going to work. It's really dark.
It'll be fine. I'll put a flash. Hey, what a picture!
Right.
Do you know what? I'd eat them.
Not like this, you wouldn't.
No. I can help you. I really can, because you need to put the pans up. You all right?
Yes.
Sure?
I'm going to put the door open.
I shall feel for a bit. I've got to clean up a second. So I do hope people at home aren't bored. Right.
I think just, they're probably still laughing at you.
Don't laugh at me. I'm lovely. Right. I've got... I'm literally covered in... What happened, the very last thing, I went to put the bowl down, and I don't quite know what I did, but I sort of nudged the spoon in the bowl, and it just flicked up whatever chocolate was in the bottom of the bowl everywhere. And now everything is just covered in these tiny little dots of chocolate, which I'm trying to cut, clean her up. Right, so that's just messy.
Back.
That was quick. You couldn't have got to the oven and back by then.
Really? What have I done with him then?
I don't know. Can you...
What have I missed?
Help me.
What have you done?
I've just made a big mess of everything. Can you go put that in the kitchen? Oh, you got your hands dirty. Ah!
Shut up. What is all this?
That's just my tissue I've been cleaning it up with.
Fine.
Okay.
Don't shoo me like that.
Shoo. Shoo away. Right. I'm okay now. I'm just a bit covered in chocolate. Right. Okay. If you don't have Red Bull, the recipe works with Blonde.
Set 15 minutes on your timer.
Nope, hold on. It's covered in chocolate. Hold on.
Okay, because you need to stop at 10 minutes.
Because if you listen,
certainly,
she'll tell you.
Okay.
Go back after 10 minutes and check to see how cooked they are. Just gently poke the top. It will wobble. Yes?
So in 10 minutes, we're going to see if they wobble.
Right. I wasn't expecting to say that. Carry on. Any more?
I can keep going if you want, We haven't got there yet.
Right, okay, so that's the next instruction, so we just... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of composed now.
Are you really, though?
I think I could do with maybe... Could you help me clear my desk?
Yeah, in a second.
Okay, then I'll be happy. Feel a little bit like I'm cluttered.
F1 FM. New from BBC CDs, from his second full-length album, Jonathan Ledyard's Questions Only. You'll hear chart toppers such as How Did That Happen? And What's Going On Here? As well as favourites Isn't That Right, Martin? And Who's That There? Also available, Ledyard's debut release, No Definitive Statements, featuring the previously unreleased track. So, oh, look at that! That's Jonathan Ledyard's Questions Only. In stores now.
I heart that so much. That's almost as good as the very first one was your favourite, but that's absolutely perfect. That has led you down to a T. That's exactly it. That's exactly Jonathan Ledyard. Wow. Righty-ho, so I'm just going to finish the Red Bull on the assumption that it's not a topping.
Are you a bit more composed now?
Yeah, I don't like cluttered desks, and I was struggling to breathe, you know?
Because you're a loser?
No.
How's the timing?
It's on 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Is that counting up?
It's a stopwatch.
Counting upwards.
Yes.
Do you know how long we're waiting for?
10 minutes.
Okay, you were paying attention.
Okay, I think I'm done now. Okay, is anybody still listening, really? Really, though? Really listening.
Do you have any idea what we're making?
No, not a clue. Cupcakes, I suppose. Red Bull cupcakes. Must be Red Bull cupcakes and chocolate. Chocolate Red Bull cupcakes. That must be the title of what we're making. With other bits in it.
What other bits?
Oh, no. You just took the things away with the sticky labels on.
Yeah,
there
no,
was...
I wanted to see whether you were paying attention or not.
Well, there was a... Okay, well, the first thing I sniffed wasn't very nice, and then the other thing I sniffed was a bit like it, but also... It was the same colour, but it wasn't very nice. And then the third thing I don't know what they were. Third thing I sniffed was the chocolate cocoa thing and the red thing, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then they gave me some chocolate in a bag, which was really nice. Then there was some yellow stuff and a Red Bull and sugar.
What was the yellow stuff?
I'm guessing it wasn't Fanta. Squash? No.
Squash.
Don't be stupid. I'll tell you what, it's the stuff we got from the other aisle.
It was, yes.
I think that's as much as I know. It wasn't in the main aisle with all the other bits. It must have been... Oh, I don't know. No, what is it?
That is the oil.
Yeah. It was one type of oil or another type of oil or something. I was listening. I have to sniff the ingredients. How can you not sniff the ingredients? It's like, chocolatey and can't breathe. That's cooking. That is cooking. That's how it goes. Right.
Lukey said someone better warn MasterChef. What's your timer say now?
He's
forgotten.
Four already. Minutes. Sorry, I can't read the comments and do that. I'll tell you something. I discovered that Red Bull is a really rank colour.
Yes, it is. How can you not know that already?
I can't say I've ever looked. I'll be honest with you. Have I ever looked at Red Bull before? Maybe I have looked. I must have looked at it. Maybe I forgot. Okay.
Now we're just waiting.
Okay. Should we just wait together?
We can all wait together.
You got any other jingles?
Well,
you didn't make this much filler, did you?
I can play my Rockall thing again.
I think we should hear the... Hear the F1, the first F1 M1?
Yeah, it is too early for that. But we can hear some things. Hang on, here we go.
Hi, I'm Alex Andronov. You may know me from such shows as The Parade Lap, Giggles Radio, and things I've randomly recorded in a pub and uploaded to Dropio. We've had a lot of laughs over the years, but today I'm here to talk to you about a very serious issue, an appeal for Christine. Imagine what it's like to spend your whole life dreaming of releasing 12 one-minute news items on the subject of Formula One news over a 12-hour period, and then finding that that costs over £120. That's what happened to Christine. One day she was broadcasting live when the true cost of broadcasting live was revealed to her.
Fact.
Yep. That's why we've launched this appeal, to stop all the other Christines from suffering the same fate. No, not really. I hope you've been enjoying your Sidepod Radio today. Some lovely fans of Sidepodcast have paid for this day, and it really did cost £120. We've all decided to raise money for a motorsport-related charity, which you can help choose. The details are on the wiki. But please, others have paid for what you're listening to for free. So if you can spare anything, then go to sidepodcast.com, look on the right-hand side for the donate button, and please give what you can. Thanks.
We've got some awesome little bumpers.
Absolutely.
They're all great. I love them. I didn't have time to say, but I really like Scott's as well.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the thing about Scott's is very, very professional. Awesome things. Let's play another one of Scott's, although I've played them both already.
Okay.
But they're worth it.
Hi, this is Scott Woodwist, and you're listening to Sidepod Radio on sidepodcast.com. F1 for all, and all for F1.
I love it.
Very good. You wouldn't have known there was so much talent out there. Hidden talent that's just going to waste in this world. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Seeing as we have had to bump RG's show, perhaps we should play RG's little...
Go for it. Where's RG's show coming next, or what's the
plan? Yeah, it'll come next. Okay. Well, the thing is, we may have to skip the pizza thing.
Kathy says we should just order it now. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
What does your time say?
4 minutes to go. Okay. Time to order a pizza? Surely there's more cooking after the initial cooking, or not? Is it just the eating? What happens next?
You don't need to... I can play the rest of the instructions.
Well, I don't know. Is that suitable?
What,
should we just order a pizza?
Yeah, we can do. I'm not sure.
You're all confused now.
Yeah.
Right. Have I overrun?
Yeah. Well, we knew that already. I think we should just skip the pizza thing, to be honest.
Really?
I think it's just a bit more
hassle.
Can
we not just fit it in now?
It's a bit more hassle than we need.
We could just fit it in. I like the idea of a pizza guy turning up in the middle of a live show. Hi, we're just recording live to the internet.
You can do if you want.
Play RG's bumper and we'll have a think.
Hello, you're listening to Sidepod Radio. This is RG. You may know me from various places, mainly the comments or the NoOneWalks.com. However, the main reason we're here for is, of course, to raise money for charity, I think. Anyway, you can do that by basically donating the side podcast and any excess money to cause all the budget that's needed to host this whole massive thing is going to charity. So if you can, head on over to the homepage, click on donate, and give as much as you can to side podcasts and the relevant charities. So I'm being decided yet, so you can also go to the wiki and suggest a charity your choice, most sport related best. Put to persuade you. I've got a song. Yeah. Greatest August 10th, 2009. Original comment was by to Mr. C, who suggested that he was the MTV generation. Scott Woodward said, "Where the Sidepod generation?" I think you can see where this is going. People that comment here, we are Sidepod generation. Just because we don't encourage you outside, we are Sidepod generation. Doesn't look right out there, we are Sidepod generation. Hope to watch a phone till I get bored, we are Sidepod generation. Sidepod generation, baby. Okay, that was very bad, but I'm not a singer, if I'm honest. Yeah, I'm going to call the class and sing my MC. Ciao.
You came with a song.
You laughed at the end. He said, "I'm going to go now before I sing the YMCA."
If
that isn't worth your donations, I don't know what is.
Well, I'm going to donate more money just because of that, RG, because that was absolutely fantastic. We are the Sidepod generation. We are the Sidepod generation. And yes.
What's your time say now?
It's 9:35.
Are you going to go and check it and see if it's wibbly?
Am I?
Yes. It is your food.
No.
Okay. That'll be my job then. Are you going to tell people how they can pick us pizza then?
I don't know how to do it though. That's the problem. Do you want me to go and check if it's wibbly?
Do you know how to do anything? Just wondering.
I go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I pull open the big door or the little door?
There isn't a door in the kitchen.
No, on the oven.
Ah.
I pull open the big door, and then I wobble them. And if they're wibbly, what do I do? And if they're not, what do I do? I think I should just sit and just waffle.
Okay.
I can do that.
Let me
It's got a whole lot more stressful in this past hour.
Let me log you in.
We were listening to Sim Racers. Just sitting, chilling, listening to people talk about stuff. It was interesting. So much less work. What are we doing? Oh, you're logging me into the pizza selection. Right, okay. Yeah, okay, no, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to give people the choices, and then they can help us choose, bearing in mind that I don't like mushrooms, but you do.
You can have half and half.
No, because then it'll make my bits smell of mushrooms. We're going to have one each. Okay. So I click on pizzas. I've never done this before. Right, pizzas. So, build from scratch? Okay, so I'm looking at... Does anybody out there know how to work the Domino's website? Because I've got a list of pizzas, and I think I need to build a pizza, which sounds wrong, but I'll go with that. Build a pizza. And I can choose sauces, toppings, or cheeses. Or, if I didn't click on that, I could pick a pizza. And then I've got a choice of cheese and tomato, pepperoni, passion, American hot, calypso, Chicken Feast, Farmhouse, Full House, Meatza Pizza.
Meatza.
Mighty Meaty, Mixed Grill, New Yorker, Tandoori Hot, Texas Barbecue, Vegetarian Supreme, Dominator. There's a lot of choice. Thin Crust, Double Decadence, Thick Crust. That's a lot of choice there. I never know we had that much choice. Right, don't over cheese. I find the pre-selected ones. Sorry, I didn't see that. Okay, so now I've got a pre-selected pizza. I mustn't over cheese, and pepperoni is necessary. This is easy. I can do this. One's called pepperoni passion, so that would... But it does have... How do I find out what's in it, Christine?
Hello?
Oh, she's gone away. Okay, I'm left by myself. How do I know what's in it? Or does it just say there? That must be it, mustn't it? That says chicken, mushroom, sweet corn. I think you need to open the Domino's website and help me out here. I think I'm struggling on my own. Pepperoni passion is good. Sarah says pepperoni isn't needed. See, now I'm torn, because Pat says it is and Sarah says it isn't.
Amy
says prawns.
They may be just about done.
Really?
Yes. Let me play the rest of the instructions.
Okay.
Right. Leave it alone. We're about 13 minutes in now, and you'll need to go back with a skewer and just check the middle to see that it's not runny.
I've done that.
It's still a bit runny.
Nope.
And check that it's cake, not chocolate. This means you can taste it, but don't burn your tongue.
I could not be trusted in a kitchen. You're nuts, woman.
I haven't actually let him in the kitchen.
You want me to go and skewer something and taste it?
Was I a bit late in saying that? Anyway, by now your cakes should be cooked.
Yes.
Take them out of the oven and leave them to stand in the tin for between 5 and 10 minutes. If you try to taste these any sooner than this, you'll need another swig of what's left in the can to calm your burning tongue.
I did that already. Rats!
Wait for it.
At this point, it's probably worth finishing what's in the can anyway.
Okay, I'm ahead of you there. Sorry. Now, I got eager.
When your cakes have suitably cooled, you can taste them. And let me know what you think.
Okay, so I will go and...
You're going to get them out.
Sort them out.
And let them stand.
What I can tell you is they have exploded, but they smell nice.
Okay. That sounds very good. Nick is back. Hello, Nicky. You missed your own show. Oops. I don't know what else to say about that. So, hold on. So, pineapple ham is good, but Bassani says that's the ITV1 of pizza. Well, I don't like ITV1. So, that kind of... I don't know what's in it. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I see that now. See, yeah, I've never looked at this website before. Christine, you have to understand how the pizza relationship works between Christine and I. She says, can we order pizza? I say, yes. She says, what do you want? And then read out a list of choices. I've never actually looked at the Domino's Pizza website before in my life. I never thought I would need to. That's why it's a little bit confusing to me. I do know what pizzas are. And I do know normally how to order them in a pizza... What do you call it? Restaurant or something. They're making fun of me.
I'm not surprised, to be honest.
Struggling with the whole pizza delivery order thing.
Okay.
Pineapple is not like, but I like pineapple. I don't agree with any of these comments.
I told you we shouldn't ask the comments.
They contradict each other and they choose things I don't like. Right, Canadian pizza, pepperoni, bacon, cheese and green peppers. That sounds nice.
Okay.
Jordan, I don't know if it's an option, but we can build our own, apparently. I like pineapple, though. Amy says pineapple rules. See what I mean? It's impossible. You can't please everybody.
Why are you surprised that 20 different people have different preferences when it comes to pizza? You and I have different preferences when it comes to pizza. That's why we get one that is split in half.
Right. Bassana, what's wrong with pineapple on a pizza? And how is it different from, say, pineapple on gammon? Can you get mint sauce on a pizza?
Oh, my God.
I'm only asking. 16 minutes, by the way. Did you get them out?
For what?
I don't know.
You're still counting?
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on?
No, not really. Can I stop my counter? Oh, dear. I'm going to stop it now. I'll reset it for every 1 minute.
Bless you.
Okay, what are we going to do about the pizza delivery? I'm not getting a consensus here.
Then just order what you want.
Why didn't you just set up a poll?
Or don't order anything, like I said.
No, I want pizza. You're not hungry now. You're thinking you don't fancy eating pizza anymore?
What I'm thinking is I don't fancy eating pizza on camera.
I don't think anybody wants to watch you eat pizza on camera. However, you could wave it in front of the camera and make people feel hungry like they did this morning to us.
Yeah.
And then just go around a corner and eat it.
I suppose.
Pineapple on pizza is a crime. Why? Hawaiian has pineapple ham. Right.
You're going to have to make a decision. I'm going to have to press pizza. You for time.
Sauce pizza. Okay, what do you want?
Me?
Mm.
Same as what we always have.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know what that is. Are you logged in?
Am I logged in now? Mm.
Okay, because you're going to order it, aren't you?
I can do.
Right, so I think I quite fancy. I'm trying to take on board the comments.
Yeah.
I quite like, see...
You know there's only 10 minutes of this show left. You're going to have to make your decision
at some point. Okay, I'm just reading. Tomato, pepperoni, ham, ground beef, sausage, onion... That has mushrooms. No, that's no good. Okay, have we had a Texas before?
Yes.
Okay. Trying to be more exciting.
There's only about two on there that you like. That's the thing.
Because they all have mushrooms.
Yes.
Right. So Texas is barbecue sauce, smoky bacon, roast chicken, onions and green peppers, which I've seen all of those things appear, I think, apart from bacon in the comments in the last 5 minutes. So that kind of feels like it might be a comment. Can people in the comments tell me Texas barbecue pizza, tangy barbecue sauce, topped with smoky bacon, succulent roast, chicken. Oh, that was the next line. Onions and green pepper. I realise succulent roast isn't a food. Is that good?
Succulent roast chicken. Are we getting two separate ones?
Yeah.
I want one with mushrooms on it.
Right, and I'd like a thin crust. Right, Lukey says Texas barbecue sounds lovely.
Right, okay.
Lukey, can you suggest that I have a Texas barbecue? And then I can say that I chose one that the comments suggested. And it would be at least vaguely media future change. Rather than media future absolute kerfuffle.
I don't understand how big these are.
You don't understand
how big is 9.5 inches compared to 7 inches?
We normally have a 11 inch, don't we? What are the options? Yeah, we normally have 11.5 inch, don't we?
But we share that.
Yes. So you want, well, presumably so you want half.
The personal one, then.
Wouldn't you want half? Want the personal. Go for a small. Have a small one each.
Small, medium, large, personal. You want small.
Small.
Leftover pizza is always good anyway.
It's fine.
Okay, and so you having that one, and I'm going to have...
Oh, Lukey doesn't like my choice of thin crust. What? I'm so confused. Peppers on a pizza sack? Why? I can't. I'm so confused. There must be a consensus on what makes a basic pizza. Thin crust must be the way for pizzas, right? Isn't it? Alex says thin crust is best, but Lukey doesn't like, will not talk to me now because I like thin crust.
I think, yeah. I think that's thin crust. I don't know. It's just normal.
Right. We normally have thin crust.
Okay.
I rarely go for thick.
That's what happened. It's just normal.
I rarely go for thick. Unless you're really hungry and just like bread. I can't see a reason to go for thick.
So, no starters or desserts. Just pizza?
What are the choices of starters and desserts?
Starters you can have potato skins, chicken kickers, which is just like chicken bits with dip. Another different type of chicken thing, garlic bread and potato wedges.
Well, Stephen from Oklahoma says we're complicating the hell out of this.
I know, it's just pizza, for goodness sake.
But we must have consensus on what makes a good starter then. I'm liking potato wedges. I'm quite favouring that.
I don't think I'm that hungry.
Let's just go for pizza. Fine. Let's go for pizza.
Good. Thank God for that.
James says he likes any pizza. Thank you, James.
Madness.
Garlic dough balls. Garlic dough balls does sound nice.
Please deliver. Now, I must get my credit card.
Okay.
Without showing it to anyone.
That's good.
But I should also get you the cake so you can have a look.
Right. Garlic bread is rubbish from McDonald's. Okay. Ah, well, I hadn't factored that into the equation. Do I deliver? We don't deliver, no. But Domino's do, thankfully. And for starters, actually, we've got starters. What we've got for starters is cupcakes. That is our starter, right? And then it's our after as well. So cupcakes, pizza, cupcakes must be the supreme SciPod meal. He hopes. What am I? I'm wondering. Luke is emotionally distraught by the idea of thin crust. I thought that's how pizzas. How do they make pizzas in Italy? I did make cupcakes. I didn't make cupcakes. I made muffins. Sorry. I made muffins. I got confused. Like what? I got confused. You burned them?
No. How rude.
Are they meant to be that colour?
Do you know what colour chocolate is?
Yeah.
Now, these are the ones that exploded. So they don't look good, but I just tried a little bit and it tastes delicious.
Okay, so you're going to put it from the camera?
Yeah. So they seem to have gone sideways instead of up.
Okay.
But they're nice and spongy.
Cool.
What you want.
That looks but really. That looks much that, better than the cupcake from last time.
Having said that, one of them did work.
Higher. Tilt it.
It's not quite as high as I would have thought, but.
And pull it back a bit because it's not focused. There you go. That is a perfect muffin.
So I'm going to give you this. Try some. Try a little bit, see what you think.
Quite a lot of heat coming off of those. I really did overfill them, didn't I?
It won't burn.
Ooh, soft and springy. Mmm. Mmm.
Hey, people, you are really missing out. Will you try one?
I have tried some. I had to. Alison told me to.
What's she donating? What's she donating? Now you've tried it.
She may have to see me try it live. I don't know what her...
terms are.
Yes, I don't know what the terms and conditions...
If they fall into bits, should they be falling to bits?
Well, they are quite nice and crumbly, but it's like in a nice way.
I bet they'd be all right when they got colder.
Yeah, that's probably very true.
I can forget the pizza, I'm fine here.
I think he likes it. Makes for good radio, I've got to say.
Sorry, that is absolutely... I need a drink, really.
Do you know... I'll get you a drink. Do you know what, though? You made that.
I did. Mixed it. Everything.
You made it.
Probably wouldn't have been the same if I put my elbow in it.
No. That's a given.
Wow.
Oops.
It's so warm and chocolatey.
Slightly Red Bull-y as well.
That really tastes the Red Bull. It's not as much as I expected to.
Did Alison say what her terms were?
Well...
she's still there, wasn't
she? She said, let's see the eating.
Okay.
You have to wait for it. It's still too grumbly.
Right, pizza has been ordered.
Has it?
I'm just going
to
get...
How did you manage not to show your credit card on?
Was I clever?
Yeah. Right. One muffin down. Fantastic. I swear we got to do this every week. SciPod Radio every single weekend. I've eaten, I've laughed, I've been educated, I've been entertained. We made money for charity. I need to wash my hands now.
Here we go.
I've got really, really, really sticky hands. Can you put it on the table? You might have to cover the camera.
I'm
going to
take that so I can eat.
I'll take my headphones off.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm really messy. The bottom of it's really sticky.
That's where the chocolate is.
You pick it up and your hands just go,
okay, and now I've got to cover the camera as well. It's all go round here, isn't it? Hang on. Go. There we go. So, I have to see what these taste like. Thank you, Little Purple Goth. That's a really great recipe. Especially when we came out of the shop, he was just like, this isn't actually food. I don't understand. And then he said there's no eggs, which confused me. Because apparently you need eggs in food.
Sorry.
Nothing.
Covered.
Yep. It says, Mr. C, you must repeat what you said in the presence of Mrs. C.
I said, can we do SciPod Radio every day, every week? Because I've eaten, I've been educated, I've been amused, I've been entertained, and there's still more to come. What's not to like? doesn't really
12 hours every week.
Wow.
These are quite nice. The Red Bull taste is quite odd.
Here is a little hint of it, isn't it? I think after drinking half a can of it though.
I don't want to eat too much because there's a pizza coming.
Okay, but you want afters too, right? I said that's our starters.
Yeah.
And then we've got pizza and then it's our afters.
Right, so it's time to stop and start for the next hour. You got through your show unscathed.
Thank you to Little Purple Goth.
It was an awesome... I did say thank you already, and I was making fun of you again.
Fantastic. And also very Little Purple Goth.
Yes.
Thank you for that too. For that, for being on the show. First debut?
I believe
first time
so.
On air.
Yeah. So we'll sign off and we'll be back with Hour 8 momentarily.